Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crowder is in New York, and I'm here in Sunrise for the Panthers opener tonight, Amerant Bank Arena. And Doug Plagans is sitting down with us here at the old broadcast table in the beautiful city of Sunrise, Florida. You can hear Plagans tonight. Remember, the Panthers game tonight is on 104.3 FM, The Shark. That's 100,000 watts of Plagan's voice, Crowder. You might be able to hear it all the way up in New York. That's a lot of wattage right there. So
I need it in my life.
Dude sounds good on AM. I mean, when he's on FM, look out world. But tonight, FM 104.3, 104.3 FM, The Shark. I'll start here, Plagans, and we just played a montage of Game 7 last hour, where you and Billy Lindsay, I mean, you're just going nuts, and how could you not? How emotional is tonight going to be for you? It's your 10th season as a Panthers radio guy. And
Billy, flies by.
Billy Lindsay, of course, we know how emotional he was during Game 7. Like, how emotional is tonight going to be for the players, for Paul Maurice, for you, for Moeller, everybody involved?
Really emotional. It's going to be special. I mean, there's never been a Stanley Cup banner raising here in the history of the Florida Panthers. And there are 31 other teams in the National Hockey League who would love to be raising a banner tonight. But the Panthers are the team who happens to be raising a banner. So the tonight's going to be extremely special, to say the least. And I think the biggest thing, too, with this, not only is there going to be a beautiful new piece of decor up in the rafters before this game starts here tonight, but it's a chance to really celebrate that run from last spring one last time with all the fans in the building, and to just enjoy it and remember that team. And that team is going to be part of South Florida sports lore, not just Panthers lore, but South Florida sports lore forever. It's a Stanley Cup champion. They're immortalized as far as hockey history is concerned. But to be able to celebrate that, raise the banner, have all the fans here be able to enjoy it, have hockey fans, Panthers fans across North America be able to follow along with it as well. It's going to be a really special night, and every time we walk into the building now, we'll be able to look up that banner and remember what that team gave us last spring. And again, it's going to be extra special, no question.
And Doug, the banner represents, you know, last season. It's big time, and we were for a long time the other team in Florida because the Lightning were respected. Like, does last year legitimize the Panther organization as a respected team? We talk about the Big Six and all the, you know, the people been playing hockey for 100 years. Does last year legitimize the Florida Panthers organization as a legit NHL team?
I think that had already happened. You know, I think over the course of the last number of years, and you know, ever since the Viola family got involved and everything like that, this has become an extremely respected franchise, both on and off the ice. But when you win a Stanley Cup, and obviously that's the ultimate goal of everybody. You work in this business, whether you're playing, whether you're coaching, you're broadcasting, you're working in the sales department, wherever you are. If you're working in sports, if you're working for the Panthers, you're hoping that you get to be a part of a champion one day and in some small way. And you know, for this team to be able to win a Stanley Cup last spring, it's like I said, it makes that Panthers team part of hockey history. It puts the Panthers in that list of teams who've won the Stanley Cup. Again, there are a lot of teams who've been around a lot longer than the Panthers who still have not won the Stanley Cup. You know, not taking any runs at anybody, but the Buffalo Sabres, the Vancouver Canucks, there are some teams who've been around for much longer than the Panthers. The Toronto Maple Leafs, last time they won a Stanley Cup, there were only six teams in the league. So it's been a long time for a lot of teams. There are some teams who have come close but just haven't been able to get over that hump. The Panthers are on that list of teams who've won a Stanley Cup, and that is a special group to be a part of.
Well, let's talk about repeat then. What are the
they have the team to do it.
What are the chances? So tell us a little bit about what's different coming into this season, who's gone and who's been added, and what do you think legitimately their chances are? It's a obviously difficult task to repeat as champion in any sport. But what do you think about the way that they're constructed and what could happen this coming season?
Well, a couple of different angles to look at that. For one, repeating in hockey is very difficult. Now, the Panthers have been to the Cup Final 2 years in a row, so playing that much hockey in a short period of time, it takes a toll, no doubt about it. But at the same time, the roster that's been constructed here, the guys that Bill Zito's brought in, these are a lot of guys that are right in really the sweet spot of their prime or just starting to enter their prime. So I think they're all more than capable of being able to handle the mileage that you can rack up going on these repeated long runs. As I said, there are 31 other teams that would have loved to have had the short off season that the Panthers had. There's motivation. These guys won. They know they have the team that can do it again. They're excited to get back out there. I don't think there's any sign of fatigue. And I know a lot of people like to talk about Stanley Cup hangover, for instance. I think, in talking to somebody else in the business, I think Stanley Cup carryover is a good phrase, because I think we are going to see that. I think you're going to see an excitement, a momentum carryover from last year with this team right into this season. Now, I do think too much has been made by a lot of the national pundits, if you will, a lot of the talking heads, if you will, about who's not here. Brandon Montour was a great contributor to this team. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, you can't really tell the story of last year's Panthers without mentioning his name. Anthony Stolarz did a great job in a backup goaltending role last year. There are a number of guys. You look at Ryan Lomberg and Nick Cousins and Kevin Stenland and guys that were key parts of this team last year that are no longer here. That being said, a lot of people have made, I think, too much of who's not here, because in a salary cap world, in a salary cap league, when teams achieve success and repeated success, guys are going to inevitably get opportunities elsewhere, get pay raises elsewhere. As I mentioned, salary cap league, you can't pay everybody all the money. So you have to pick and choose and be selective and make calculated great decisions on who you are going to extend. That's why the Panthers have been able to extend Gus Forsling and over the summer Anton Lundell and Sam Reinhart, of course, and be able to keep some of these guys. But I think this Panthers team going into 24-25, especially, I keep saying this, in a salary cap league, has a really, I think, extraordinary amount of continuity that you don't usually see. This team is returning eight leading scorers. Eight of its top nine forwards from last year. A lot of the guys that are stepping in, for example, expect Mackie Samuskevich to get some reps on the line with Anton Lundell.
I'm sorry, who?
Mackie Samuskevich. He was first-round pick of the Panthers a couple of years back.
I'm going to have to work on this one. Crowder,
expect
you're going to have to work on this one as well.
Expect
one
him
more
to,
time.
Mackie Samuskevich.
I got it.
Expect
Mackie
him to get...
Mackie Samuskevich.
We'll keep working on that.
Mackie Sandwich what?
We expect him to get some of the a look in the Tarasenko spot from last spring.
I really do want to learn his name. Mackie
Samuskevich.
Samuskevich?
Yep, you got it. Mackie Samuskevich.
All right.
So
what number is he wearing?
The Mackie Samuskevich tonight. So
put
we're into the name. We'll get to the number. I was in the middle. Now I'm all sidetracked. We'll get to all the particulars here in a moment. I was right in the middle of making a great point here, but with the continuity this team has, returning its eight leading scorers.
I'm on the Samuskevich.
A lot of the guys that are being plugged in are guys who are in house. They're returning three of their top four defensemen. Sergei Bobrovsky is still the goaltender. Paul Maurice is still the head coach.
Got another.
So we're going to have all that. But again, the Panthers returning a great deal of continuity. He's going to be wearing number 25.
25. Mackie Samuskevich. Yep. Write it down. Get me a jersey.
Mackie Samuskevich.
It's a long nameplate.
I would imagine.
Hey, I would imagine. Doug, you kind of hit it on early in your last answer, but the window, like you always talk about, like in other sports, we always talk about that window.
Yep.
When you were saying there's some veterans hitting, there's some young guys hitting their max, there's some veterans playing at a high level. Is there a window for this team? Like, we need to do something in the next 4 years or it's going to blow up. How do the NHL windows work?
I think this team's window is long. I mean, for example, Barkov, Tkachuk, those contracts are long-term, and Sam Reinhart just signed a long-term deal. Gus Forsling signed that long-term extension last year. You have a lot of guys kind of right in that 25 to 30 window, and you have guys like Anton Lundell, who just turned 23 last week. So you have a lot of guys kind of right in that sweet spot of their career, that sweet spot of their prime, where they're going to all be growing at about the same pace, and they've all got a ton of runway still left to play in their career. Kind of crazy. You look at Alexander Barkov, for example, season 12 in the National Hockey League for Barkov, even though he's still just 29 years old, turned 29 early September. But Alexander Barkov, right in the thick of his prime, so much hockey already played, so established, but you expect him to still have a ton of runway left. This is a team that's right in the beginning of its window, and I think is going to be a contender for a number of years to come. So no reason to, think that this team's going to have any kind of a drop-off. Like I said, I think too much has been made of the guys who aren't here, and not enough has been made of the continuity that this team is going to have, especially for a team in a salary cap league where we often see lots of turnover.
Roy Bellamy from Meadowlark Media's The Hockey Show.
My friend and yours.
Just sat down. You know what number Mackie Samuskevich wears for the Panthers, Roy?
No, I do not.
Do you know Mackie Samuskevich?
Yes, I do.
All right, just checking. Where's number 25? Where's number 25?
His first goal this year, when he inevitably scores his first goal, will be his first National Hockey League goal. Played 7 games for the Panthers last year. So, first-round pick a couple of years back. And the other thing with him, he led the Charlotte Checkers, the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, led them in points last year. To do that as a 21-year-old, like speaking to somebody who's worked in the American Hockey League for a number of years, to lead a team in points in the AHL as a 21-year-old, that's nothing to sneeze at. So that's a pretty lofty accomplishment, and they've been really happy with his progression. Was a little bit banged up at the start of training camp, but looks to be good to go.
You might see him on the Anton Lundell line, Roy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I know Plagan's got to get ready for a broadcast, and we got to go to a commercial break. But what did you do during the off season? We always ask you. You usually go to some ballparks. You do a baseball tour. What'd you do this off?
Didn't get the ballparks. I went to the big card show in Cleveland. Went up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The National went up there.
Anybody displaying Crowder cards?
I asked her. I didn't have time to go digging around too deeply. But when you're the foremost collector of Channing Crowder memorabilia, which is me, when you have that
you're laughing,
when you have
it's
that
a big, it's a prestigious title.
Yeah, when you have that Crowder title, I mean, I'm only looking for the highest end, top shelf Channing Crowder memorabilia at this point. We're looking for the big stuff now because
mm-hmm. You have an autographed Crowder powder.
I have Crowder powder in the container. I have the samples. But you have a taco one now? Is that what I'm hearing?
Hey Doug, don't worry about it. Hawk's a hater. I get you the taco and the seafood. It's on
your way. I love tacos.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Hey, I'm thinking about an NIL deal with Samuskevich and the taco powder. You make any Samuskevich tastier.
It's not college.
I love Sammy Maciskevich. But Doug, Sammy's my boy.
There's your soundbite. Sure, Solana's cutting that right now.
What'd you call the visitor last year?
Doug, I have a Pete Rose signed baseball, and they gave me pure hell about it last week.
I have one too.
So Pete, of course you do. Everyone does. That was our point. He got all. He didn't get excited when Pete Rose passed away, but. When Pete Rose passed away, he showed us he was at home and he had the signed ball. And Solana and I were just we bust out laughing because everyone has one. No, is there any value to that?
Well, there always will be. He is the hit king. Now, the thing with Pete Rose is he made himself very available over the entirety of
his retirement. It's why everyone has an autographed Pete Rose baseball.
And he wouldn't have done that if there wasn't always a market and people ready to pay for it, I wouldn't think. He made himself very available on the memorabilia circuit. As somebody who's been to a lot of card shows, who's been around the memorabilia world for a long time, he made himself very accessible. There are a lot out there.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I think there will always be people who want
this. What do you think Crowder's ball is worth? In other words, $25?
More than that if it's on like an official Major League Baseball. But the thing with him is no matter what, for better or worse, or you know, for whatever baseball collection or collector you're dealing with, he is a part of baseball history, and there are always going to be people who collect the historical figures. And he is the hit king. And you know, he also was known for other scandal, you know, for the scandal.
Speaking of which, do you think there's any chance Sam Reinhart has more than 2.5 shots on goal tonight? I'm spitballing a number
here. I think that's something that you need to ponder yourself.
Yeah.
All right, we got to let Plagans go.
It'll be good for you. Ponder that yourself. Listen, don't bring anybody else into it.
Hard Rock app has been pondering my bank account to zero. It's been a rough go of it. I need help. Doug Plagans, tonight you will hear on 104.3 FM, The Shark, FM 104.3 tonight if you want to hear Plagans on the radio call. Have a great broadcast tonight. Excited for the season, excited for the banner raising, and we will talk to you plenty throughout the season.
Thanks for having me as always, guys.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.